In the meantime, I asked the deputy registrar to return the old snapshot. When she had, Furco studied it another second, holding it in both hands, before sliding the picture into his shirt pocket and resuming his place next to Esma. "And in P-38, is that your house directly behind you?" He nodded, and Judge Gautam asked him to answer out loud so the court reporter could record his response. "And what about those other structures in the background?" I asked. "Who lived in those houses?" "House" was generous. The dwellings shown were no better than lean-tos, each jerry-rigged from whatever the residents of Barupra had salvaged. Timbers or old iron posts had been forced into the ground and then draped most commonly with blue canvas tarpaulins or plastic sheeting. There were also chunks of building materials, especially pieces of old roofs, which had been scavenged from the wreckage of nearby houses destroyed in the Bosnian War. That war had been over for 9 years in 2004, but there was still no shortage of debris because no one knew which sites had been booby-trapped or mined. "The people," answered Furco about his neighbors. "And is the word in Romani for the people Roma?" He nodded again. "And to be clear for the record, a more vulgar word in English for the Roma is gypsies?" "Gypsy," Furco repeated with a decisive nod. That might well have been the only word of English he knew.